This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is planning to terminate its coronavirus task force despite the continued spread of the COVID-19 infection in the United States and a growing death toll from the disease. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed Tuesday the task force, headed by Vice President Mike Pence, will be winding down. During a visit to a factory in Phoenix, Arizona, that produces face masks, Trump told reporters Mike Pence and the task force have done a great job, but now we're looking at a little bit of a different form, and that form is safety and opening. The United States currently has 1.2 million confirmed coronavirus infections, more than any other country in the world, and more than 70,000 COVID-19 deaths. Trump acknowledged that the health crisis is far from over, but said we can't keep our country closed for the next 5 years. The U.S. economy has been hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. More than 30 million Americans have filed for unemployment. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett said Tuesday he expects the unemployment rate for April to be above 16%, maybe as high as 20%, he said. He told CNN, "We are looking at probably the worst unemployment rate since the Great Depression." U.S. vaccine expert Rick Bright has filed a whistleblower complaint, according to his lawyer, after being forced out of his position as director of a biomedical research unit last month after he voiced concern about promotion of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for COVID-19. The drug was championed by President Trump in recent press conferences. Bright's attorney announced the lawsuit Tuesday, telling a reporter with CNN that his client will testify before Congress later this month. Bright's complaint also says his early warnings about the coming pandemic and shortages of emergency supplies were ignored by the administration. This is VOA News. Former President Barack Obama will be the commencement speaker this month at what may be the world's largest high school graduation ceremony. With millions of high school students missing their traditional graduation ceremonies because of the coronavirus pandemic, Obama's address will be the highlight of Graduate Together, America Honors the High School Class of 2020. The four major commercial television networks will broadcast a special show on May 16th, along with 20 other broadcasting and digital outlets. Basketball superstar LeBron James, Pakistani women's rights activist Malala Yousafzai, and popular actor Ben Platt will also appear in the program. As many as 3 million high school seniors will be graduating this year, but are being deprived of the cap and gown ceremony, where they march down an aisle onto the stage and accept a diploma in front of proud parents. "I've always loved joining commencements, the culmination of years of hard work and sacrifice," Obama said on Twitter. "Even if we can't get together in person this year, Michelle and I are excited to celebrate the nationwide class of 2020 and recognize this milestone with you and your loved ones." Michelle is, of course, former First Lady Michelle Obama. She tweeted, "Whether you're graduating from high school, college, or any other kind of school, we want you, your family, and all of your loved ones to be a part of this celebration." Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said two Americans were among so-called mercenary terrorists who carried out a failed armed invasion of his country earlier this week. President Maduro went on state television Tuesday and showed the passports he claimed belonged to Aaron Berry and Luke Denman, who were among 13 men captured in the failed raid that took place on Sunday. Maduro accused Berry and Denman of working for Jordan Goodrow, a U.S. military veteran who runs a private Florida-based security firm called Silvercorp USA. Goodrow has acknowledged organizing the operation in a video released on social media. He's also acknowledged Berry and Denman as being part of the operation, describing the pair as "my guys" in a telephone interview with a Reuters news agency. Nevertheless, U.S. President Donald Trump has denied the U.S. government was involved in the failed operation. We just heard about it, Trump said in response to our reporter's question about the armed invasion and the Americans' arrests. But he continued, "It has nothing to do with our government." And the Disney Company says it will reopen its theme park in Shanghai, China, on May 11th. The park has been closed since late January because of the coronavirus pandemic. The entertainment company said in a statement Tuesday the park will have limited attendance. Capacity will be limited to 30% of normal attendance, and parkgoers will be subject to temperature screenings. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.